Now, when you hear the words housing crisis, you probably think about foreclosures and people unable to pay their mortgages and things like that. You think about how home prices are falling nationwide at a rate of 10% a year. But in Boulder County, Colorado, housing crisis means something else. Homes there are just too big and luxurious. Times are tough all over. Means different things to different people. The county commission there has come up with a couple of initiatives to address the ever-expanding size of the houses there and what it means for this environmentally conscious community. Some say people don't have the right to build ginormous homes when they may have disproportionate impact to the environment. Others, particularly those wishing to build their dream homes, say the government doesn't have the right to stop them from building however they want to build them. It's something we didn't know about, but reporter Laura Snyder wrote about it in the Daily Camera in Boulder. And when reporters do our work for us and then we talk about it on the radio, we call it ripped off from the headlines. Laura Snyder is a science and environmental reporter for the Daily Camera. Good morning, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Fantastic. Better now that you're here.
Good.
First of all, why limit home size? What are some of the reasons people are against these big houses there in Boulder County?
Well, I think for a lot of folks, it has to do with the environmental impact. People here argue that the bigger your house gets, the more energy you use, even if it's built to the same code. And another reason is folks think that they need to preserve the rural character of Boulder County. And so the big houses, they feel like, are changing it from the agricultural land it used to be.
And how would you explain the appetite for huge homes in Boulder County? Why do people there have homes that are three times the national average?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with Boulder County being, for a lot of people, feel like it's a great place to live. There's a lot of open space. There's a lot of trails, a lot of smart folks. We have a bunch of national labs and a couple different universities. And so I think it's appealing that way. And so it attracts folks who have a lot of money to spend on building their dream house that may be as much as 20 or 30,000 square feet.
But it seems
20 to 30,000 square feet.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a...
We live in only 19,000 square feet here in Manhattan.
Your house is just a bungalow compared to something. I'd say most are not that big, but the biggest house, depending on how you count it, you know, covered porches, is around 34,000.
Well, I would ask, are people there conscious of the paradox of the perception that in Boulder, Colorado, people are environmentally conscious with the fact that they have these enormous homes which really aren't environmentally conscious? Are they aware of that paradox?
Well, I think so. And you also have the city of Boulder, which... many of the people there live in, you know, regularly housed, exorbitantly priced, but regularly sized houses. And in the county, you may attract a little bit of a different population. But I think some of them argue, you know, a lot of times, oh, I'm putting solar panels on, I'm have a water high-efficiency dishwasher, so it's fine.
I see. You know? Mm-hmm. Now, the county commission has taken a stand against these enormous houses. Help us understand what they've done. Can you explain what is called the expanded transfer of development rights?
Well, basically what it means is that your house is limited. If you're in the plains, to around, the number is still not quite firm, but around 5,500 square feet, and the mountains about 3,500 square feet. And if you want to build larger than that, you have to buy someone else's right to develop that they're not using. So if they have a lot they don't want to build a house on, or if they're going to build a relatively small 3,000 square feet, they could sell you the extra 2,500.
It's sort of in New York. We have a thing called roof rights or air rights, where people can actually buy the air over another building so you won't build something in front of it.
Or it's like in professional sports, they have what's called a salary cap. That is, each team can have a certain amount of money, and how they spend it is up to them. In Boulder, it sounds as if there's a certain amount of square footage which is allowed for housing, and you can fight and buy and steal and barter it all you want, but the group can't have more than a certain amount. Is that a fair assessment?
And their thought on that is that they'll have more open space, even though they have big houses, and that someone who maybe doesn't have quite as deep of pockets could build a smaller house in the county and help finance it by selling away some of this extra square footage.
I see. And what is build smart?
So that's the other sort of attack on big houses is a really aggressive green building program, where the bigger your house is, the tougher the standards are. So as your house gets bigger, it has to be more energy efficient, and at some point it has to actually have on-site renewables.
And quickly, finally, what is the political vibe there? That is, how do the citizens take to the governmental control of how big their houses can be?
You know, at most of the public meetings, the vibe is pretty negative, but I also believe that to be most of the folks showing up have specific plans for houses that would be affected. I think if you polled the general public in Boulder, they'd be okay with it.
Essentially, the people with big houses say, don't tread on my right to live in
right.
a gigantic McMansion.
And the people who live in small houses already don't bother going to the public meetings for that particular issue.
Laura Snyder is a scientist and environmental reporter at the Daily Camera in Boulder, Colorado. Laura, thank you very kindly for being with us.
Sure. Have a great day.